All right, sports fans, welcome to the podcast. This week, I want to talk, and everybody's been talking about this, daylight savings time law amendment. I guess it's just law that the Senate is pushing through. I guess it's still a bill, and apparently it might go through the House of Representatives. I don't know. And I don't know what they tacked onto this thing. I got this feeling this has something to do with something very nasty. Everybody's focusing on daylight savings time, and in fact, it's going to be, if you don't have a vaccine card, they're going to shoot you in the fucking face. I'm going to a concert this week, or a couple weeks, and they require the vaccine card. I mean, it's March 19th, 2022, and they require a vaccine card to go for me to go listen to some loud noise. It doesn't make any goddamn sense to me. It's a Star of David, and the next thing you know, they're going to shoot me in the face. That's how I feel about it. The vaccine card does not promote safety in any way. It doesn't impact transmissibility. So what are they doing? I don't know, but it sounds fucking nasty. But anyway, so I got this feeling this daylight savings time shit is some distraction, but we're going to talk about it anyway because it's a fun one. We're going to pretend it's real. We're going to pretend the senators, with all the bribe money, all they can sit around doing is fuck with the clocks. And of all the people that are qualified to make laws, is a senator at the top of your list? Think of everyone you know qualified. Think of anyone you know who can think and really empathize with a wide variety of Americans and say, you know what, that guy is going to make life better for us. That guy knows how to make policy. The senators are like, I mean, just imagine the thumb all the way up his asshole, all the shit on it. Like, I'm trying to think of a dumber, more incompetent human than a senator. And maybe there are some. I just can't imagine one. So anyway. But I am curious because I've heard people yelling and hollering about this daylight savings time, and they should. Of all the things on Twitter, you might, you know, have a fucking war over, you know, all the dick removal and all the things that people are really pissed off about in 2022. People actually fucking with the time does impact all of us, and I'm well aware of this. I'm convinced I worship the clock. I think if you know, after we blow ourselves up with the nukes and whatnot, in a million years, they're going to dig us up and like, man, these guys were clock worshipers. Like, everything I do is clock-based and time-based. And if I'm late, I fucking can't stand it and all this stuff. So I definitely think a clock is one of those ways a government can really control you and fuck with you and all that. I can only imagine what Alex Jones is thinking. So anyway, this is relevant, and it's worth talking about. So what's the what is the controversy here? Well, the idea is we are going to go, the Senate passed the law, the bill, so it's got to go, you know, through the House, like I already mentioned, to make it summertime all the time. And I'm going to call it summertime time because it's hard to keep track of what's daylight savings and what's the other thing, and I just like calling it summertime time. I think that's better in my mind. So anyway, it's going to be summertime time all the time, and a lot of people are advocates for this, and a lot of people aren't. And so let's kind of dig into it. And what I've seen is a whole lot of people either aren't thinking or they can't empathize with the other side. Imagine that. A lack of thinking and a lack of empathy for the other team. I was hoping this would go Democrat, Republican. If I had to guess, Republicans are getting up earlier in the morning. Just a hunch, since they usually have jobs. But that's another story. That's a joke, by the way. If you're liberal, I'm just fucking with you. Most people are employed. Anyway, so, let me get my train of thought here. I have some notes. So here's the gist of it, the way I see it. Everybody knows it's spring, when we spring forward, that day sucks. That Sunday night, you go to bed at what feels like 4:45 in the afternoon. You're like, what? We're going to bed already? It's already, whatever, 9 p.m., 10 p.m., whatever your number is. You go, holy shit, what happened to my weekend, you bastards? You stole from me. And you wake up the next morning, you go, holy fucking fuck. And I have an alarm I set. I almost never need it. I almost always wake up at 6:12 is my magic number. And I slept right to my alarm at 6:30. My 6:30 is like my oh shit time. I kind of fucked up. I kind of slept in if I'm at 6:30 during the week. And so, yeah, this week it fucked me up. I was like, oh my God, does this suck? And trying to work out this week was a disaster, you know, especially those first couple of days. Fine. Of course, on top of that, I had other factors in my life. Like, overtime at work has been crazy. So it's kind of hard for me to tease out how much of that was actually the time change and how much was just life stuff that dicked me up. But what's interesting is the the kid, you know, he gets home at about 5:30, and normally it's dark. I say normally like a month ago, February, it's dark at 5:30. We can't do shit. Well, March, whatever it was, 15th, suddenly we have an hour, extra hour, and Max is like, Dad, let's go for a bike ride. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So we ride our bike to the playground. We're playing tag and doing all this, you know, father-son stuff, and it's great. And I say to myself the first day, Monday, I say, this was worth it. I love springtime. And it happened to be warm that day, too, so that adds to it. It wouldn't do us any good to have that time if it was freezing-ass cold and windy. And actually, today is a freezing-ass cold and windy, and so it won't do much good today. So keep that in mind. It has to be a pretty day, and you have to have that time after work to actually go enjoy stuff, do stuff outside and live a little. Both have to happen, and I think that's getting ignored. So here's the deal. I think losing that hour of sleep sucks. But here's my question to that. Like, does anybody actually sleep that well? I mean, do you actually get 8 solid hours a night? I mean, 8, when you wake up the next day and you fucking do a backflip. How many people can do a backflip? Fuck you. I sleep like shit. I mean, it's a problem. It's not something that I can directly control. I've nuked the caffeine. I've got the filters on my phone, although I know that the blue light still likes to sneak in. I mostly just listen to my phone that last hour or so. I even keep my phone at an angle. And yes, don't fuck with me on this. I've done the optics class in engineering school. I know what happens. Way fewer photons hit your eyeball if it's at an angle. Blah, blah, blah. I do a few little things. Like I don't have the phone right up in my face. And it's all dark videos about replacing diodes and shit. It's how I go to sleep. So you could argue the phone might be fucking on my sleep some, but I don't think 15 minutes of watching a diode replacement video on YouTube is going to be the thing that wakes me up at 3:30 in the morning. Because how do you explain the other 5 hours or whatever? So maybe not. I could be wrong on all that. I'm up for a debate. But I sleep like shit. It's something I'm trying to figure out. Maybe I'll buy some of those sensors and try to figure out what I'm doing different. But, you know, I run my 4 miles in the morning, and I still sleep like shit at night. I eat what I consider perfectly 6 days of the week, meat and vegetables, no sugar, and I still sleep like shit. So whatever. So suddenly this whole, like, losing an hour of sleep on one Sunday, like, ooh, like I lost an hour of sleep Thursday, Tuesday, and the other Sunday before. So I'm not convinced that this hour of sleep is a big thing to get all excited about. And so is this the only reason there's all this time-changing hoopla going on where people just don't want to do the spring forward? And it's interesting that the spring forward bill happened the week of springing forward. How come no one brought this up July 18th, November 7th, especially when we fall back and get that extra hour to dick off? How come no one brought it up then? It's too convenient. It almost seems like, well, I don't want to get up tomorrow morning, so pass a law. Like, it really, the timing of it feels fucking nasty and dirty. I mean, the government stuff always feels dirty, but this feels even more dirty than the usual dirty shit for some reason. So, yeah, I think people are just reacting to the fact they didn't want to get up early last Monday. Now, Monday's coming up here in a few days, unfortunately. See, I'm dreading the fucking Monday, regardless of when I have to get up. But I think people just don't want to. I think if you asked them, 2 days, it'd be March 21st will be Monday. People be like, oh, I guess daylight savings time is okay. Or I guess summertime time change. Oh, well, it was worth it. I think that's what they'd say. But here's where it gets interesting to me is people that are advocates for the summertime time all the time, which is what was passed by the Senate. They start bringing up stuff like, it increases traffic fatalities. And you can Google it, time change car accidents. And apparently there have been some studies, which who knows how good they are. Let's say 50-50 chance this study's good. And for all I know, there's been 1,000 studies, but I haven't found those. I didn't do much research for this shit. But people, if you're interested, look it up. But there certainly have been studies that said there's been an increase in deaths because of summertime time change, the spring forward change. And one said you could blame 28 auto deaths a year to this time change. And maybe that's true. I saw another one says that deaths go up 6% because of summertime time change for spring forward. And that might be true, too. I don't really know. So being sleepy is going to cause some deaths. Well, no shit. Like, driving a car when you're sleepy, it's stupid and it's terrible. And we all do it. Every one of us has been like, well, I'm so tired right now. I say this all the time. I'm so tired, I might as well be drunk. And of course, if you're drunk, you go to jail. And if you're tired, we give you a raise. Thank you for working hard. So, well, you know, what causes being tired? What causes sleepiness? Working overtime, which I did this week a lot, you know, like that makes me tired. So I'm at a higher risk for murdering children with my Civic. Uh-oh, hang on, my screen went dead. I'm going to freestyle this. There we go. So yeah, I mean, I'm a potential murderer for sure because I worked overtime this week. Having kids under like the age of 8 definitely causes sleepiness. So anyone with kids under 8, fuck you, you're a murderer. Going to college, like I went just back to school, you know, I just graduated a couple years ago. And when I went back as an old man, definitely causes sleepiness, like ridiculous amounts of sleepiness. Unless you're like majoring in some pussy major. If you get a real engineering type major, yeah, you're going to be fucking tired. So you're a menace to society. Getting drunk the night before will cause sleepiness the next morning. You'll be groggy. So let me explain this. Hard work, kids, education, drinking. They all cause you to mow down some mentally disabled kid in your Escalade. All of them. What could be more American than hard work, kids, education, and drinking? So the lesson is American values kill people. That's the case. We'll ignore our Apache helicopters and all the other crazy shit we do. So just living life will make you tired. Sometimes some mornings suck. And again, 3 times next week, I will probably sleep like shit and get up and I'll be groggy. So I am, again, a menace to society. I guarantee you it'll be 6% more chance of me killing someone with my car than if I slept well. So I'm not convinced this one fucking time I have to go through this little 1 hour loss of sleep is going to matter at all, because everything I do basically makes me tired. And I think that probably applies to most people. All right, let's see here. Now, here's the thing, though, too, is, yeah, let's just give them credit and say that there are 28 extra deaths a year because of spring forward time. Is this causation or correlation? And so if you get bored, Google pirates causation versus correlation. And the hypothesis, which I love, is the shrinking number of pirates has caused global warming. And the cool part is the data, it lines up perfectly. It's uncanny and it's stupid. We all fucking know pirates weren't sucking up carbon or however the hell climate change actually works. So, but the data is crazy and they have nothing to do with each other. So, yeah, all those pirate ships in the bottom of the ocean I don't know. Anyway, so here's the thing. How should we think about daylight savings time? How should we approach this problem? And this is where things get really easy to me, like really easy. And you just look at previous experiments. We've already done this. That's right, people. We've already done this exact thing the Senate has just passed. We've already fucking done it. And it was done almost in my lifetime. I was -6. This was done in, or 6, 7. I think it's done in 73. So I was -7. So according to, where did I get this? I don't know. Google it. Google daylight savings time 1973. The approval rate to go to summertime all the time was 80% in December. And then they tried it. And just 3 months later, the approval rating dropped to 42%. And I guarantee you, the other 58% of the population were people just staying up later and getting up at 9 or 10 or whatever. And we're going to get into that why. But so we already know it's going to happen because we've already done this. And the world, yeah, we got our smartphones, electronic fuel injection, the internet. Beyond that, the world's fucking same. It's not changed at all in 50 years, but 49 years. So here's the thing. No one hates winter more than me. I bitch incessantly about winter. Winter is terrible. It's a shit thing. And, you know, you go through fall where you get Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. You've got this decline, but they give you all these little candies to chew on along the way. Once Christmas is over, there ain't a damn reason to live for 3 months. You're just a corpse. It's terrible. You get off work and it's dark. You freeze your balls off trying to do anything. You can't spray paint. It's too cold for the paint. You know, like everything goes to shit for about 2 months. And so you kind of just stay. We spend a lot of time in our kitchen then, you know, and we make it work. And again, I detest winter. I've been bitching about winter forever. That's my wife. But that other, especially 6 months like spring and summer, I couldn't be happier. Life is good for me. So I hate this whole winter shit. And I hate it when I get off to work when it's dark. I guess I kind of hate darkness in general, give or take, you know. But I'm kind of thinking that all these people that really want summertime time all over the time, all over the, like all the time, They're trapped in like a Will Smith video, like summertime. Like, yeah, we're gonna have a party and 30 of our friends are gonna come over every night. We're gonna have a barbecue. Like, fuck you. You don't even have 30 friends anymore. You lost them all. You barely have one if you're lucky, and you know it. So you're not gonna have a big barbecue every night. And here's the thing. Think about it in January when the time, it still starts to get dark at like 4:30 in January. So now it'll get dark at 5:30. Start to get dark. So I mean, it'll be gray at 5:30. Well, what am I gonna do for those 12 minutes? Oh, and it's, at least in Missouri, the temperature is 19 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, this is useful. So I'm still back in the kitchen. So I didn't gain jack shit. But here's the big difference. It's anyone who's gotten up early in the morning. And now, I'm on both sides of this because I used to get up at 10 a.m. every morning. That was my thing. And I love getting up at 10 a.m. and I'd work till 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes on my fun shit. Well, now I, you know, once the kid came, I switched to a 6 a.m. guy. It was a hell of a change. I don't love it. And I'm still working that out in my head. How the hell did I transform into being that guy that gets up at 6 a.m.? But I am. Well, now what they're proposing, summertime time all the time in January means it will not be safe to run outside. It won't even be like daylight until 8 a.m. So if you have to do anything before 8 a.m. in January, then it's going to be pitch black. It's going to look like midnight. Like, and here's the bigger thing. Okay, you can say, oh, you pussy, you can fucking run in the dark. Well, yeah, you can. You can also get stabbed in my neighborhood too. But no one's going to be out at 6. No stabbers are out in the morning. They're night people, I think. Well, I'd like to see the data on that. When do you get stabbed the most? It's got to be like 10 p.m. or something, I would say. But anyway, my point here is that it's not just running that happens. It's going to be kids walking to the bus stop. Are they going to have to wear those fluorescent green reflectors, like bike reflectors on their clothes so they don't get ran over? You're not going to see them. Here's the thing. Who's going to run over a kid at 7:30 in the morning? You will. One, you won't see him, but we're talking about being tired one day because you lost an hour of sleep. You know what's way worse? And try this on yourself. Try to get up at dark. And like in my case, I get up at dark almost every morning until the sun changes. And suddenly the sun starts coming up earlier and earlier. And when the sun starts coming up at 6 a.m., I look over that sun and I go, yes! And instead of getting out of bed going, oh, fuck this. Like I do all of January, all of February, and, you know, maybe all of December. Because the sun has went away, I get sad. I cannot charge up. And if you get here, it's amazing what the sun can do, what light can do. If you're tired, shine a bright light in your face for about 10 seconds. It's unbelievable. It'll wake your ass up. It's crazy. And real life, real light is better than fake light for this, for sure. But the effect is uncanny. It's magic almost. We are designed to get up with the sun. And if you get up with the sun, your body will reward you. You'll feel happy and energetic and be productive. But if you get up and the sun's not there, you want to go back to bed. It's hardwired into us. I don't understand all those circadian rhythm things. I have no idea what's going on biologically and psychologically and chemicalology. But something's up with that. And so here's the thing that the summertime time people have completely forgotten about. The morning, especially the morning in December and January and February. They have no idea what's going to happen. They just forgot about this. And we've already done this experiment. So you're worried about 6% extra fatalities or 28 extra fatalities a year. Oh, that sucks. I mean, I'd love to erase those somehow because of spring forward. Just wait until for 3 goddamn months you got a bunch of automatons with their eyes half closed trying to drive to school. You would rather have drunk people. Yeah, maybe not that, but you're kind of saying that. Let's just take 300 million people and have them all drive to work drunk because it's nighttime. Like, just by definition, people are going to be tired and groggy. I think it's a bad idea. And most of my reasoning for it is because it's already been tried and it failed. I'm just going to repeat the same experiment, hoping that an iPhone or you know, Snapchat is going to fix it for us. I don't see how the technology has changed anything. And in fact, people are probably sleeping less because of that shit anyway. So it's going to be even worse. People are going to be more tired in the morning when it's dark. So that's kind of where I'm at with this. So kind of to summarize, advocates for summertime time all the time. I read this in multiple articles. They say, people do better with light. No shit. So why are you going to ask 300 million people to go without light every morning for 2 months? Yes, you do better with light. You do better with light in the evenings, too. I mean, I just already mentioned that. It's a big celebration. I was thrilled when springtime or summertime time came here, you know, March, whatever it was, 15th. And we could actually go out and play after with my kid after I got off work. It was great. But something to mention in there, too. And this is a big point. And I think I've already mentioned it again, but it's worth repeating. Summertime time is great in March when it's also nice outside. But like today, it's like 45 degrees and windy. It sucks right now. Like, it's not nice to be outside. And so summertime time does this no good March 19th if the weather is shitty. It only applies to those magic spring days where you go, yes, this is great. So you've already weeded out, like, I would say half the days in March. Now in April, we'll get a little bit more. In May, we'll get a little bit more. But summertime time is of limited value, except for magic days. And on magic days, it is sensational. And we get about two sensational days in February. And so therefore, there's no point to this quote-unquote sensational aspect in the winter. Winter is just a big pile of shit. And it's not going to get better just because we have an hour of it. So the limited time that we do have, we should put in the mornings and prioritize. So this whole summertime time thing is, in my opinion, complete bullshit. Now, there's another side to this, and that's advocates for wintertime time all year long. That's the fall back. They bring up an interesting point. The mornings are almost the most important. We should emphasize our mornings to make sure it's safe for all these zillions of people driving to work and walking to school and all that kind of shit. We should take care of them to make sure, it's almost like a safety concern first. At least you can get your ass up in the morning because people do better with light. And that's exactly. And you need light when you're getting your ass up. You can always cheat once you're awake. At 5:30 p.m., I often, and I don't need to do this, I noticed in the summer. When I got off work at 5:30 last summer, I just got my ass up outside. I get my sander, I get my hammer, and I'm working on wood. And just, I'm outside doing stuff. And I'm fine. When I get off work at 5:30 in the wintertime, I go to hot tea immediately. I want the caffeine. Well, you know what? I got it. I'm doing it. I got the tools. So I will find a way to drug myself through winter just to say I could. But at least I could get my ass up in the morning because we used fallback time, wintertime. And so the only problem with this, people, the advocates for wintertime all year long, well, they're fucking up summer. That would mean right now it's March and we've had some magic days and I would have about 7 minutes to play outside with my kid. Well, that's stupid too. I mean, it was just an hour of sleep I lost. Fuck off. I would much rather have, you know, 10 or 15 hours. If you add up an hour for the magic days we have in the next month or something, 2 months, I would much rather have that time after work to go actually ride bikes and do springtime stuff now that springtime is kind of here. And it's not here every day, and that's why it's not 30 hours, 31 hours of extra super fun time. But even if half the days are nice, well, that's still pretty good. Even if it's a third of the days are nice, 10 hours, that's great. So yeah, I would definitely trade an hour of sleep to have 10 hours of fun with my kid and ride bikes and get sun and do all this vitamin D shit and do all the healthy things that I miss in the winter. The things that cause me to use tea and caffeine just to get through the winter, I don't need them near as much in the spring because I get that sun. The sun's magical. So people do better with light. Yes, they do. And so here's a crazy idea I'm going to propose. What if we just accept that winter sucks? And maybe we can rig it up so it's safe to drive to work or walk to the bus stop like in the morning. And we'll at least get the sun to wake us up because we need that. I think that's just a requirement. You got to get your ass up. But then once the time starts changing in the spring, we'll say like maybe mid-March, once we've got enough sun to keep mornings safe, let's go ahead and toss that hour into the evening. We'll take an hour off the morning light and give it to the spring, give it to the evening, and then we go ride bikes with our kids. And then we can start having barbecues and shit. And then that way we can keep spring, summer, and fall pretty damn awesome. At least spring and summer are awesome. Fall's up for debate. I'm not a big fall guy either. But here's the cost for this. So we have safe mornings, and we have awesome evenings, at least from mid-March till mid-November, give or take. Lots of bike riding with your kid if you're into that sort of thing. And the only cost is you got to lose 1 hour of sleep in March once. That would be the best system. That would be fucking awesome. And guess what? We've been doing that for 49 fucking years, and it's worked just fine. Pulp Fiction came out in 1995, I think. Was it 95? I'm going 95. It wasn't like whatever our system was could not crank out awesome shit. I mean, name something you... I was listening to Appetite for Destruction this morning, old Guns N' Roses. It still came out. We made it work. I'm trying to think of great things we've done the past 50 years. Everybody always goes, we went to the moon, but that was over 50 years ago. So anyway, my entire lifetime has been pretty good overall, and we've managed to do it with this daylight savings timey method. This spring forward fallback system is the best way. And I don't know why people are tinkering. I think they're being babies. I think they're being sissies. And I think they just don't want to get up one Monday. Like, no fucking shit. I don't want to get up 52 goddamn Mondays. I got to go to work every time now. Work sucks. So you're right. And it sucks a little harder when you got to get up one extra hour early. Boo fucking who. I think this is all a short-term crybaby mess. And so then they're going to bring up some stats about 26 people die a year because of it. And they're totally ignoring the fact that if we go to this all summertime time all the time, that they're going to kill 2,600 people a year. That's my vote. That's my guess. But hey, let's try it. Maybe Snapchat will save us and be, or such a different people because of Facebook. Thank you, guys. I'm out.